gets the tip off, goes straight to Corey Cheek. Corey Cheek has the ball, and he goes down into Sandpoint's territory. He drives the baseline, spins underneath the hoop, puts a layup up, does not quite make it. And Troy Bosley came for a flying rebound attempt and goes over the top of number 44 for King Coves, drawing the foul. As we were saying, great game last night. It was really close all the way up through the first half, and in the second half, King Cove just kind of took it up a couple notches and was able to take the win. All right, so the score is 0-0 in the first quarter. Number three for King Cove has the ball. He finds 32 on the baseline, who puts it up to 44, who makes the layup underneath the basket. King Cove strikes first blood here. All right, Corey Cheek with the ball. He goes into Sandpoint area. Alex Gilbert has the ball now. He passes it back to Corey, who finds Troy at the free throw line. He drives in, takes a shot, almost in, but Corey Cheek with the rebound. He puts up one more time. That one does not go in either, and 44 gets the ball. He passes number three on a breakaway, makes the layup. 4-0 now for King Cove. Corey Cheek with the ball. And we just passed the first minute here in the first quarter. 7 to go. Corey Cheek has the ball. He passes it to Jolin, who makes a break at the last minute and is not able to get his hands on the ball. The ball will go over to King Cove. Number three for King Cove now has it. He goes into their own territory. And he's met by two defenders, but he finds 32 over on the right-hand side, and he gets called for traveling. All right, so Corey Cheek will pass it into Alex Gilbert, number 23, here at Sandpoint. Alex takes it across half court, and he goes to the right-hand side, dribbles up, but he runs out of dribbling and finds Corey Cheek on the left-hand side, takes it in, drives down, finds Jolin, who takes a shot, and it looks like he drew a foul. Corey Cheek, I believe, drew a foul from number 44 as he was driving down the key. All right, so it'll be Sandpoint Eagles throwing underneath the basket. They line up their play, and Corey puts into motion. He's looking for someone to get open. He finds Alex Gilbert on the right-hand side. He takes a shot from three-point, does not make it. 44 for King Cove with the rebound, but he almost loses it. He finds number three wide open again, though, underneath the basket with a big pass. They just keep cherry-picking it. The King Cove last night, they were having wide-open passes way down the court. Sandpoint has got to get back on defense. Corey Cheek from a shot way downtown. That one's good, and that catches things up a little bit. The score now is 6 King Cove, 3 Sandpoint, with 6 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Number 3 for King Cove has the ball. He moves up to the three-point line, finds 55, who passes over to the left-hand side, number 44. He gets to number 32, takes an open jumper, does not make it. And number 23, Alex Gilbert, with the rebound. He finds Corey Cheek, but he's surrounded by white jerseys. And number 3 for King Cove gets a steal and an easy layup. Score now 8-3, King Cove in the lead. You got to watch out for number 3. He is quick. All right, Alex Gilbert showing his ball handling skills as he takes it to the top of the three-point line. He finds Corey Cheek on the right-hand side, who gets to KJ with an open shot. He's able to shake his defender real nice. Good move by KJ, who is probably the most improved player, I believe, this season so far. All right, number three for King Cove with the ball. He's at the top of the three-point line, and he's being defended by Jolin Rauter. Number 32 with it. Corey Cheek's right there to meet him, though. Oh, and as number 32 went for the drive, he runs into Corey Cheek, and Corey Cheek wasn't able to plant his feet quite in time, so that will be a foul on Sandpoint. King Cove has the ball now, and they'll throw it underneath their own basket. 44 puts the play in motion. He finds 55 at the free throw line wide open. He takes a shot high off the glass, and 44 for King Cove gets a rebound. He finds number 4 on the baseline, who takes a shot, isn't able to make it, and KJ Wilson with the rebound. But we got full court press action right now on the defense. 44 is able to steal from KJ, and he puts it up, able to really take advantage on that defense. Number 44 playing strong basketball tonight here. All right. Alex with the ball. He has a wide-open shot from the three-point area. Does not make it in, and 44 gets the rebound again for King Cove. Oh, we have a traveling call, though, on number 3 for King Cove as he was making the break. All right, so Corey Cheek will throw it in, and Alex Gilbert will dribble the ball past half-court line. Looks like we've got man-to-man defense over here for King Cove. Alex Gilbert's able to shake number 3, though, and he finds Troy Bosley, who gets it to Jolin Rauter. But Jolin, in his pass, definitely lost his footing a little bit there, and that's a traveling call. So the ball will go back to King Cove. Now, one of the big things that we saw last night was who was able to turn their turnovers into points, and that was definitely King Cove. And it looks like we're having a bit of turnovers again this game. Number three for King Cove takes that turnover from the traveling call and turns it into an easy layup. So Corey Sheik has it. We've got man-to-man defense going up here, full-court man-to-man defense. Alex Gilbert with the ball. He's dribbling like crazy, trying to find an open man. He gets Jalen Router underneath, but he is met by the law defenders. But he gets out to K.J. Wilson, who turns it up into two more points. That's going to be 7 for Sandpoint, 12 for King Cove, with just under 4 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Both teams coming on. We haven't seen one team break away really yet, but King Cove is playing strong. Sandpoint's not letting them get too far ahead, though, so we'll see what happens. 44 has the ball. He lost his defender as he made a break for the basket. Puts up a jumper, doesn't quite make it. He gets his own rebound, though. He passes to 55 in three-point territory. He doesn't make it either, but 32 is right underneath the basket, and he puts up a shot. Isn't making that one either, and Troy Bosley gets the rebound. He gets it to Corey Cheek, who makes a drive down the line, puts up for a layup. He wasn't able to make it, but KJ gets the rebound, puts up another shot. That one doesn't happen either, and 44, with some beautiful ball handling, drives it down. And as he tried to make a pass, he looks like he drew a foul. 44 playing some wonderful basketball. I think 44 was number 23 last night. All right, 4 with the ball for King Cove. He finds number 3, but he travels as he was passing the ball. Another turnover. Let's see if Sandpoint can't make this turnover into a couple points. Alex Gilbert with the ball, and he runs it down. With 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter, Alex Gilbert looking for a couple points. He gets to KJ at the baseline. He goes underneath the basket. Does a little fancy move. Isn't quite able to make it. Troy Bosley gets a rebound, puts it up, and he draws the foul and makes the point. Great play by Troy Bosley. Great rebound. Definitely one of the tallest players out there on the court tonight. He's definitely taking advantage of that height. Let's see if he can't turn this into a three-point play right here. Troy has the ball, and he lines up for the shot. And it's not quite good, and 44 for King Cove gets the rebound. King Cove using their speed today as Hamilton, number 44, passes it to number 3, Mac, who gets the pick, takes it, but he runs into traffic. He passes 32 underneath, who goes for a layup and doesn't make it. It's rejected, but number 4 gets a rebound from another shot. Number 3 now with the ball. They're running lots of motion, but King Cove is keeping up with their man-to-man defense. Number 55 took a shot from way downtown. That one was not going in. All right, so 23 now has the ball for Sandpoint. He gets to Corey Cheek, who took a shot from way downtown, but as he lined up his shot, he traveled. So the ball will go back to King Cove. All right, 55 throws it into number 3, Mac. Mac with the ball. He dribbles. He walks down past half court. We got 2 minutes left to go in the first half. The score is 12-9. And as he passed it, it looked like we have a foul on King Cove, making it 3 fouls for Sandpoint. Fouls did make a difference last night as Sandpoint got into foul trouble, and King Cove was able to make a lot of free throws last night, definitely giving him a lot of points. All right, number 3 makes the ball. He drives down the key, goes the layup, doesn't make it, but 4 is there for the rebound. 32, Mac has the ball. He puts a shot, doesn't make it either, and Troy Bosley there for the rebound. And number 3, Mac, tried to fight for that rebound, but in the process, he definitely got his hands in there a little too much and drew a foul. So that will be Sandpoint's ball with 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter. All right. Looks like we got a substitution coming in. Number 10 is coming in, replacing number 3. And we had a turnover right away there. Number 10 just right where the ball was. He gets a pass from number 44. And in the process, looks like, yeah, he put up a shot, did not make it in the rebound. 10 and Troy Bosley were fighting for it, and it got knocked out of bounds on Troy. 44 with the ball for King Cove. He puts up a shot, and that's an air ball. Troy Bosley there for the rebound. He finds Alex Gilbert, who takes up at the right-hand side, moves to the top of the key. He finds 44 underneath, who goes for the shot. That was K.J. Wilson with the shot down underneath the basket, and he draws a shooting foul. So he'll get 2 chances here at the free throw line. And again, we have 1 minute 30 seconds to go. The score pretty close still, 12-9. King Cove does have the advantage, but we'll see if Sandpoint can't narrow that lead just a little bit here with the free throw shots. KJ takes it. Doesn't make it. All right, he'll get one more try, though. See if he can't make this into 10 points for the Sandpoint Eagles. He takes a second shot. That one isn't going either, and number 44 is there for the rebound. King Cove with the ball. 44 takes it up. He's just killing time, walking past the half-court line, looking for somebody to get open. He finds number 32, Mack, on the right-hand side, who has two defenders waiting for him, so he takes it to the top of the key. And then his pass, it gets tipped off to number 55 as he will get his hands on it. 55 hands it to number 10, and it gets knocked out there as well. All right, but in the process of that, it looked like it was a foul on Sam Points. And so 44 has the ball. He drives the baseline, finds number 4, who puts up a shot, does not make it, and Corey Cheek with the rebound. 44 Hamilton playing strong basketball tonight. Corey with the ball. He finds KJ down in the key, who takes the shot, and it does not quite go in. Jolin almost had the rebound. It goes off of his hands into the hands of Hamilton. Hamilton walks the ball back up. We have less than a minute to go in the first quarter. Hamilton passes to the right-hand side. He finds number 4 wide open. Jolin gets a hand in his face, though, and that shot does not go in. Troy Bosley got the rebound, and he finds Corey Cheek. We got 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Corey Cheek has the ball. He tries passing to KJ. KJ gets it, who drives into the lane and takes the layup. Good job by KJ Wilson. Score now 12-11. Sandpoint keeping it close. Sandpoint keeping it very close here. Number 32 has the ball. He finds 4 on the right side, who tries to pass in, but Troy Bosley gets his hand in there. Looks like he got all of his hand in there, and that stung a little bit. All right, 32 went for the layup, does not make it. And number 44, Hamilton, put up the shot on the rebound, and he does make that one. So the score, 14-11. We got less than 10 seconds to go in this quarter. Alex Gilbert looking for a couple more points. Corey Cheek takes a shot from way downtown. Nothing but net on that one. And Corey ties it up in the final seconds of the first quarter with a shot way downtown. Great job, Corey. Great job. And we'll take a quick minute here. We'll recap for a couple seconds. We have had a very close first quarter. So close is, in fact, tied all the way across the board. 14-14, Sandpoint King Cove. 4 fouls for Sandpoint, 4 fouls for King Cove. These teams are both playing very even right now, so we'll see what happens in the second quarter. This is going to be big. The first quarter for the last game that they played last night was pretty even-handed as well, but King Cove was able to make a run at the very end that changed things going into the second half. So Sandpoint is going to have to stay on top of their game right now. They're going to have to keep this competitive going in to the second half if they want to have a chance to win this game. But both teams doing really well here. We'll see what King Cove can do. Number 3, Mack, is coming back in. He's a big player for those guys, so we'll see if he can't shake things up for their offense. 44, Hamilton playing a stupendous game of basketball tonight. He played well last night, but he is coming out very strong tonight. Over on the Sandpoint team, we had a great first quarter from KJ Wilson. Let's see what he can do. All right, so Sandpoint has the ball as we begin the second half. He gets it to K.J. Wilson, who drives down into the baseline, takes a jumper, doesn't make it, and 44, Hamilton gets a rebound for King Cove. King Cove with the ball. They drive down the right-hand side. He passes it down to the left-hand side and finds 21, who gets it to the top of the key. 32 with a three-point shot does not make it, but 44, Hamilton with a rebound, puts up another shot. That one doesn't go in, and Jolin Router with the rebound. He quickly gets it to Alex Gilbert, who has a breakaway layup. Let's see if Alex can make it. He does. Great layup by Alex Gilbert, number 23, and Sandpoint takes the lead for the first time this game, 16-14 in the second quarter. All right, Mack with the ball for King Cove, number 3. He takes it to the top of the key and moves towards the right-hand side. He finds Hamilton on the right side, who shakes his defender, takes an open jumper, does not make it, and Corey Cheek is there for the rebound. Corey Cheek runs down the right side. He goes into the lane, but it loses the ball, but gets it back. He finds Alex Gilbert, who is wide open for a three-point shot. Alex Gilbert almost makes that one. KJ Wilson there for the rebound. Oh, KJ almost made the basket, but he does draw a shooting foul, so he'll go to the line to try to turn these points back onto the board. Exactly 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. The score is 16-14. KJ with the shot. That one's good. He missed his last two free throws, but he made that one, making the score 17 for Sandpoint. Sandpoint coming out strong in the second quarter, and like we said, this is what they're going to have to do if they want to come into the second half. KJ misses that second shot, and 40 for King Cove got the rebound. 40 is now in. That's another Mack. He was probably the key player last night for King Cove, who really just took it home for the guy. So with him being back into the game now, we'll see what happens. There's a foul on Sandpoint. And so King Cove has the ball. Couldn't quite get the throw in, so they throw it in and hit it off a Sandpoint player. So 32 will throw it in one more time for King Cove underneath their own basket. He finds number 21 wide open, who takes a shot. 40 for King Cove, gets the rebound, and as he takes that shot, he is fouled. So we'll see what happens as 40 goes to the line. I don't think he missed a single free throw last night, and he took a couple, so we'll see what he does today. Score is 14 King Cove, 17 Sandpoint. 40 takes his first shot, and Mac does not make that one. I think that's the first free throw he missed so far in the last 2 days. All right, Mac will line up for his second shot. And that one does not go in either, and Corey Cheek fights for the rebound with number 32. Corey takes the ball down the right-hand side. He finds Robbie Curtis, who takes a shot. And that does not go in, and it goes off the outside of the board, and it's out. All right, so number 3 for King Cove has the ball, and he jogs it up to the past the half court. Now he breaks off of Alex Gilbert, runs into Robbie Curtis, who gets in the way. No call on that one. And number 32 with the ball tried to go up, and as he went up for the rebound, he knocked it onto a Sandpoint player, and it went out of bounds. 21 passes in for King Cove. He finds number 32 on the right-hand side. And as 32 dribbles the ball, he's able to draw a foul off of Alex Gilbert. And they've got one. And it is going to be 1-1 for King Cove now. As we said, the fouls were a big, big deal breaker last night, because now King Cove will be able to go to the line every time they have a foul. So he'll have his first chance here. Does not go in, and it goes into the hands of KJ, who is not quite ready for it, and it goes out of his hands and into the hands of number 40, Mac, who turns it into another 2 points. 17-16 now for Sandpoint, still just barely in the lead. Alex Gilbert with the ball. He finds KJ on the right-hand side, who drives it in, and 21 fouls him. So it looks like we'll have Sandpoint with the ball underneath their own basket. All right, Corey Cheek throws it in. He finds Jolan Router with a wide-open jumper. Does not go in. And Corey almost had the rebound, but goes to number 32. Drives it right down the right-hand side. He finds number 3 on the right outside three-point line. Who goes around his defender and wraparound passes to number 32, right where number 3 was. Great play. Kind of like a wall pass, almost, if you will, from soccer. And what those guys just did right there. All right, so Corey Cheek has the ball. That shot did not go in. And we have a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Sandpoint calls that one. And they'll come in, and these players will talk about what's going on. King Cove was getting a little animated for a second there. The coach was not happy about a rebound scoring chance that King Cove had. And they're not playing the breakout game that they played yesterday. We'll see what happens. Both these teams probably waking up right now, still in this early game. The score is 17-16. Sandpoint is in the lead by 1 point with just under 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. That's the end of that timeout. Sandpoint's the first one to break away from their sideline. On the floor, we got Jolan Router, KJ Wilson, Robert Curtis, Alex Gilbert, and Corey Cheek representing Sandpoint. All right, Corey Cheek will throw the ball in for Sandpoint. Alex Gilbert takes the ball, and he runs it down half court. He's on the left-hand side looking for someone to get open. He finds Corey on the further left-hand side, who gets to KJ in front of the paint, who takes a shot, is not able to make it. 21 gets a rebound for King Cove, who finds Mac, who runs it in. And he finds number 40 making a break, but 40 was just a little bit ahead of the ball. It goes right behind him and out of bounds. So Corey Cheek will throw the ball in to Alex Gilbert. And it looks like the referees are talking about whether or not they're going to call a foul on that play. Looks like George Cromer saw something on that play. He's going to go over and talk to the coach, and the coach understands. So that will be a foul on King Cove, and that puts him into 7 fouls as well, which will allow Corey Cheek to go to the line for a 1-1 free throw attempt. A little confusion on the floor right there about that foul. King Cove, not too happy about that call. The coach is talking to the refs about it. Looks like they're going to let it slide, though. Corey Cheek takes the ball from the referee and takes his first shot. That one goes in. He'll take one more shot from the free throw line. We've got just under 5:30 to go in this first half here. Corey Cheek takes the shot. That one does not go in, but KJ comes soaring up for the rebound, and he makes that one. So what could have been 1 point turns into 2 points for Sandpoint. That makes it now 20-16 Sandpoint with the lead. All right, 32 for King Cove with the ball. He finds 40, who shakes his defender, goes for a soaring layup, does not make it, and Corey Cheek's there for the rebound. He finds KJ wide open, who, almost took the layup, does not go in. Jolin got the rebound and put it right up for another one, and was not able to make that one either. Number 40, I think, had the rebound on that one for King Cove, and Robert Curtis will foul him as he tried to make it in. All right, 40 will take a shot now at the free throw line. He takes a shot, and it's good. And he takes that second one, and it doesn't even hit the rim, so it's going to be a possession for Sandpoint right there, since that free throw shot did not hit the rim. All right. The ball now is in Sandpoint's hands. Now Alex Gilbert takes it across the half-court line. He's looking for someone to get open. The left-hand side's wide open, and he finds Corey Cheek there. Corey takes a shot from around the three-point line, and that one goes in. That one, however, is only two. His foot was definitely on the line, but great shot. He had a defender all over him on that one. So good. Corey Cheek definitely coming on strong here. He's got himself a handful of points and a handful of rebounds. All right. The ball is in King Cove's hands. They have 21, who took a shot, a little hook shot at the top of the key. Did not go in. He found number 4, though, after he got his own rebound, who took another shot. That one didn't go in either, and 40 was there for that rebound, and he puts it in for 2 points for King Cove. 22-19 now. Sandpoint is taking advantage of a player tying his shoe, and Alex Gilbert drives the ball way down, goes all the way around, and turns that into 2 points. 24-19. Sandpoint in the lead here. We got just under 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go in this first half. 32 for King Cove has the ball. He passes it to number 4 on the right-hand side, who gets it right back to 32. 32 looking for some play to come together. He finds 4 once again, who puts it up, does not go in, and Corey Cheek gets that rebound. Corey Cheek with the ball. He takes it up to the right-hand side and gets it to Alex Gilbert. Alex Gilbert goes around towards the right side. He's met by number 40, however. A big defender for him. K.J. Wilson with the ball, though, and he drives in past the three-point line, takes a shot, does not go in, and Mac, number 3, gets the rebound. He took a drive, and he goes for a layup, and K.J. Wilson just stuffed the ball right back at him. That was a huge block, and he got nothing but the ball. K.J. was right there on that one. That was a huge block. Good play on both sides, though. Mac taking that shot, but it's hard to miss somebody as big as K.J. All right, so number 32 throws it in for Sandpoint. Corey Cheek gets his hands on it and knocks it out. The score is 24-19 with under 4 minutes to go in the first half. Sandpoint's in the lead. 32 with the ball. He finds number 4 just at the three-point line on the right-hand side, who gets it to number 21, but it goes off of his foot, and K.J. Wilson fights for that ball. He goes in for a shot. It's over around the rim, and it goes in. Great play. K.J. Wilson definitely making the most of his talents here tonight. Sandpoint. All right, so King Cove has the ball now once again. 32 with the ball. He's met by KJ, who drives in past KJ and takes a shot, and it looks like he was able to draw a foul. Yep, number 32 drew a foul there. We've got 3 minutes and 22 seconds left to go in the first half. The score is 26-19. Sandpoint in the lead, and 32. Mac will take 2 shots for King Cove. And he takes his first one, and that did not hit the, barely touched the rim. Barely touched the rim on that one, did not go in, but he will get another shot. All right, so that first shot did go in. All right, Alex Gilbert with first Sandpoint has the ball. He goes in, makes a drive on the right-hand side, penetrates a little bit, but dishes it back out to Corey Cheek, who shoots it from 3 points, does not make it, and K.J. Wilson got the rebound. That one didn't go in either, and Alex Gilbert got the rebound for that one. That one didn't go in either, but K.J. was able to save the ball right before it goes back out. Robbie Curtis fought for the ball, tripped up a little bit, and kind of fell on the defender a little bit there. Hamilton, number 44. Hamilton will go to the free throw line. And that one did not go in. Hamilton will have one more try. Just in the 3 minutes to go in the first half, Hamilton makes his second shot, however. The score is 26-21, Sandpoint. Alex Gilbert has the ball. He dribbles it up and is met by number 10, Matt, Alex Gilbert dribbles it over to the right-hand side. He gets it to Corey Cheek. Corey Cheek passes to Jalen Router, and Router was passing it into the middle when he traveled during the pass. So it will now be Kinko's ball. Number 32 has it, and he walks it up past the half court. 32 with the ball. There was a pick attempt by number 10, but it did not happen. But Kinko was able to turn that into 2 points as 32 drove down past the lane and was able to make a layup. All right. Alex Gilbert with the ball for Sandpoint. He passes it to Robert Curtis, who gets it to Corey Cheek. Corey Cheek drives into the lane, takes a jump shot, and does not quite make it, but Jalen Router fighting for the rebound. It goes off of his hands into the hands of number 44, Hamilton. Hamilton with the ball. And he's met by K.J. Wilson. Again, they try to pick K.J. Wilson. Does not quite happen, but he dishes it out to number 21 on the left-hand side, who takes a jump shot, and Corey Cheek gets the rebound off that missed jump. All right, Corey with the ball. He finds Alex Gilbert, who's open, and nothing but net from Alex Gilbert on that shot. Number 32 came out of nowhere, though, and almost got his hand on that ball, so very lucky shot for Alex Gilbert. And it goes in. The score is now 28-23. Sandpoint's in the lead. All right, 32 has the ball. He passes it to Newman on the left-hand side, who gets it right back to him. King Coach looks a little bit tired, and they drive right down the lane. He passes number 21, who puts up a shot, does not make it. 32 is there for the rebound, though, and he gets it right back outside the three-point line. He lines up for a jump shot. No one there to put a hand on him, but he misses that shot, and Corey Cheek gets the rebound. Corey showing some excellent ball handling skills as he shakes off two defenders by going around his back. He gets it to Alex Silver on the left-hand side, but it's tipped off by number 32 out of bounds, so it'll be Sandpoint's ball in King Cove territory. We've got 1 minute 13 seconds left to go. The score, 28 Sandpoint, 23 King Cove, and we have a timeout being called. Excellent basketball here on both sides of the court. We'll see how this first half ends. Last night, King Cove came into the first half, and Sandpoint met them right there. They were even for most of the way, but in the final 3 minutes of the first half, King Cove was able to move ahead and just break away a little bit. They took that momentum into the third quarter, and things stayed even for the third quarter, and then they really broke away in the fourth quarter. But Sandpoint coming out strong in this first half. We'll see what happens in the final seconds here, and we'll see what happens to come in the second half. All right, so it'll be Sandpoint's ball as both teams break away from their huddles. Corey Cheek goes up to meet the referee, and he'll throw it in, but he's going to have 44 in his face, and Hamilton's been playing great basketball. He's able to get to Alex Gilbert, who almost loses the ball. It's a great defense by Newman, but Alex is able to get to Robbie Curtis on the right-hand side, who finds Corey Cheek, who passed it to K.J. Wilson. K.J. Wilson, however, could not get his hand on the ball, and it goes off of his foot. And Corey got the ball. And as Corey was driving in for a layup, looks like he was able to draw a foul. We're going to have a foul on King Cove trying to get the ball. And it will be a 1-1 opportunity here, I believe, for Corey Cheek as he steps up to the free throw line. We've got just 2 seconds under a minute to go in the game. The score is 28-23. Corey Cheek lining up for his first free throw attempt. Corey does not make it, and 44 is there to get the rebound for King Cove. He drives up the left-hand side, finds a pass wide open for number 32, who goes underneath the basket, passes it to number 4. Number 4 made a shot. It did not go in, and as the ball was going out of bounds, 32 for King Cove made a great attempt at bringing the ball back in, but was not quite able to do it. Alex Gilbert with the ball. He is met by number 10, Newman, who plays some tight defense on him. Alex dribbling for his life. He's able to keep the ball alive. He passes to Robbie Curtis, who runs into a great defense by number 4, and number 4 is able to draw the traveling call off of Robbie Curtis. So the ball will be King Cove's now with just 47 seconds left to go. Number 10, Newman, passes into number 32, finds 44 wide open in three-point territory, takes a shot, does not go in, but he follows up his shot, as he follows up his shot, he gets a rebound and tried to go in for the layup, but it was not able to hold onto the ball, so it goes out of bounds on him, and Sandpoint will have the ball. They're doing some full-court press, though. Alex Gilbert's able to get it back to Corey Cheek, though, who drives it down. He runs into the lane, drives for the layup, does not go in, fights for the rebound, but 44 Hamilton's able to get it. He finds 32, but loses it, and Alex Gilbert gets the ball back just in time, just in the nick of time. All right, we got 16 seconds left to go in the first half. Alex Gilbert looking to end this first half strong. He gets to Jalen Router, who passes to KJ. KJ cannot keep his hands on the ball, and Hamilton there for King Cove gets it back, who spins around, takes the jumper, and that one goes in. 2 seconds left. Let's see if Corey gets the one last shot off, and he's not able to do it in that final seconds of the first half. But going into the halftime here, 28-25, Sandpoint in the lead. It was not looking this way last night's game, so we're excited to see Sandpoint really bringing the pressure, and we'll see what happens as we go into the second half. It's been a close game so far. We'll see what kind of adjustments King Cove can make to come and try to stop the offense that Sandpoint's been bringing.
Yeah, a game this exciting in the morning is probably better than a cup of coffee. This is really, really getting my engines going.
It's
a real exciting game, and who knows what's going to happen the second half. You know, like King Cove, they might just take off, but it seems like Sandpoint boys have thought about their little loss last night, and they're really fired up tonight. They're today.
Yeah, you know, that loss last night, I think, really gave Sandpoint a lot of motivation to come into this game and not give up. That was one of the things that we saw. King Cove was really able to capitalize on some breakaway plays last night, plus number 25 for King Cove making those three-point shots. And number 40, who was a key player for King Cove, has not really come into this game at all so far for the King Cove side. So we'll see what kind of adjustments they make as they come in from the halftime, but it's been really close so far over here, and I'm really excited. As you said, this is better than a cup of coffee. I'm just jumping up and down watching this game, getting really excited. So this second half, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's some real fired-up basketball. There's no doubt about it.
Yep, so we'll see what happens. And you can see the look on Sandpoint's face. You can tell that they're a lot more upbeat this game. Matthew Bravo, however, one of the big players for Sandpoint is actually on the sideline with what looks like a cast on his right hand. We knew that he had some injuries last night. His right ankle got twisted a little bit and his right hand, and it looks like he's not even wearing his jersey. He's going to be sitting this one out, and it looks like he has a cast on his right hand.
Well, it's better to take care of that rather than strain it. You know, it can come back and haunt you later in life. That's happened to some
That's
friends.
That's absolutely,
you know,
true.
Some people that play football, especially in high school, you know, backs go out when they're in their 20s. It's not uncommon, so it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm glad to see Matthew taking his time off this injury. However, the thing about that is Matthew Bravo is one of the strongest players on Sandpoint's team by far. So him being out of this game and Sandpoint still able to keep the pressure going, that says a lot about how they're playing tonight.
No, we got some depth. We got some depth.
Absolutely. So we'll be excited to see what happens in the years to come with this team. But who cares about the years to come? Right now, in four more minutes, we'll be back here with second half action in Sandpoint. We got the King Cove T-Jacks versus the Sandpoint Eagles. Final score update before we break, 28 Sandpoint, 25 King Cove. And we'll be back in four more minutes.
This is Big Wave Dave for KSDP Radio. And we're going to listen to a little bit of Ike and Tina Turner singing Get Back, and if we have time, some Imagine by John Lennon.
Get back to where you once belonged.
This is Big Wave Dave for KSDP Radio. We're going to send you back to the game here.
All right, and we're back here.
Ready to go? Ready to go? Okay.
We are ready to go here in Sandpoint High School Arena. How's it going, Big Wave Dave?
It's going real good. I'm way excited about this game. I can't wait to see who wins.
All right, and as we said, coming into the tap, and we are underway action right now, though. King Cove has the ball. Number 32 for King Cove has the ball at the top of the key, and he finds number 3 on the right-hand side, Matt, who takes a jump shot from three-point territory. He does not go in. And number 44, Hamilton, has the ball from the rebound, puts up another shot, and that one doesn't go in either. And Sandpoint Eagles were able to get the rebound there. Alex Gilbert with the ball. He finds Joel Enrout on the right-hand side, who has a beautiful pass underneath to K.J. Wilson, who takes a shot. Is not able to make it, but K.J. Wilson follows his ball up, gets the rebound, and puts it up for 2 more points. The first point scored are going to be for Sandpoint. The score now 30-25 as we enter into the third quarter. Mack with another big shot from three-point territory. That one didn't go in either, but 44 once again got the rebound. He's taking a three-point shot this time, and that one does go in. 44 Hamilton with a three-pointer, bringing the score now to 30-28. Alex Gilbert with the ball. He finds Corey Cheek on the left-hand side who drives in. He goes back and gets the ball to Gilbert one more time. But he passes it back to Corey, who's at the top of the key. He finds Joel Enrouter on the right-hand side, takes the pump fake, does not make it, gets it into Corey Cheek, who gets the ball up for a shot. Didn't go in. Troy Bosley with the rebound, but as the rebound went to King Cove, Corey Cheek stripped it from him, and he put up a shot. That one went in. Corey Cheek playing great basketball. The big players, number 4s and number 5s for Sandpoint tonight, are really keeping this ball going. And I keep saying tonight, I mean this morning. 44, Hamilton for King Cove with the ball on the right-hand side. He drives the baseline, passes to number 4, who's open for a shot, doesn't go in, and the rebound went to Hamilton. He put up that shot and drew the foul in the process, so he'll get 2 points plus a chance to add another one to it. All right, so the players line up for the free throw shot. Hamilton with the ball. He takes the shot, and that one's good. And King Cove, just like that, brings it into within 1 point in this game. It's now 32-31. We talked about last night, you got to watch out for King Cove. They have that breakaway ability to really bring the game up. So Alex Cooper took a shot from 3 points, did not make it in, and Hamilton has the ball. He drives it in, tries to shake his defender. He gets to Mac on the outside. Mac takes a shot from the three-point territory, but his foot was on the line, so that's only going to be 2 points. And with that, King Cove takes the lead. The score now is 33-32. Sandpoint better hold on right now as King Cove is really bringing the pressure on. Alex Gilbert with the ball. He finds Corey at the top of the key, who gets K.J. Wilson on the inside of the paint. Wilson drives in, who finds Jolin, who puts up an amazing backward shot. Did not go in. The rebound to Hamilton. Hamilton with the ball. Easy, wide-open layup. Sandpoint is going to have to get back on defense. Looks like King Cove is really trying to press defense this quarter with a full court press. However, Hamilton reached in a little too far there with Corey. And Corey, that was actually a penalty on Hamilton. Don't know how many that makes for him, but King Cove does not want to see 44 get out this game. He has definitely been the dominant player. Corey Cheek passes the ball to Gilbert, but number 3, Mack, was there to steal it away. He went for a layup, and Jalen Rowder got that rebound. He gets it back to Gilbert. That was a close call right there for Sandpoint. They cannot let King Cove get the ball like that. All right, so Rowder with the ball. He finds Corey, who takes a shot right at the top of the free throw line on the right-hand side, and it went in. So that's 34 now for Sandpoint, 35 King Cove, with just 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Number 3, Mack, for King Cove with the ball. He passes it to number 32 on the right-hand side. 32 looking for the play to line up. He drives in past his defender, takes the layup, and that one goes in, making it 37 now for King Cove. Full court press here coming in from the players on King Cove's side. So it looks like, it's full court man-to-man, really, is actually what it is. But, okay, so Corey has the ball. He passes it to Joel Enrouter, who gets it to KJ, who drives in past the defenders. And as he went for the layup, looks like he was able to draw a blocking call on number 55, I believe. So the King Cove coach is not happy with that call one bit. But I definitely think there was a little bit of movement right there on the defender in my half. So KJ takes a shot for the first free throw. Takes it up the front of the rim, does not go in. We'll see what happens here. 40, 44, K.J. Wilson will take his second shot. That one doesn't go in either, but he almost gets his own rebound. It goes off the top of his hands, number 32. Corey Cheek, though, not going to let him have an easy one. He strips the ball from him, and it goes back to K.J. Wilson. K.J. has the ball tight, man-to-man defense being played by King Cove, and they're able to draw a turnover as Corey dribbles the ball off of the front of his foot, and it goes out of bounds. Sandpoint is keeping up with the defense, but it is definitely being a main contributing factor to King Cove's turnaround here. So we'll see what they can do on the offense. They're also making a couple shots. 44 with the ball. He drives down the line, gets it to number 4 underneath the basket, who loses it, but he keeps it. He's able to dish it out to number 32. Troy Bosley with a monster rebound, however, off that missed shot. He gets it to Alex Gilbert, who has to get it back to Corey. Corey almost lost the ball to number 3. He posts up at the top of the three-point line, takes a shot off the front of the rim, does not make it. Troy Bosley gets the rebound, puts up another one, but that one goes to the hands of number 32, Mac for King Cove, who takes the ball past half court. And the score, once again, 34 Sandpoint, 37 King Cove. This is a tight game, ladies and gentlemen. 32 for King Cove with the ball. He drives it in towards the paint. Dishes out to number 32 for a three-point shot. Posts up to give him an open opportunity. Does not go in. Troy Bosley with the rebound. He finds Alex Gilbert, who drives on the right-hand side. Moves around his defenders. Drives in for the layup and is able to draw a foul on that layup. Great ball handling. Alex Gilbert, one of the strongest ball handlers on the court, without a doubt. So that is going to be a throw-in for Sandpoint. Corey Cheek throws it into K.J. Wilson on the right-hand side. Looks like we had a problem here. Okay, it looks like there was a little problem with the way the defense was standing, so they're going to do that one more time. All right, so Corey with the ball. Corey Cheek throws it in. He's looking for someone to get open. He finds Troy Bosley, who is met by number 4. Troy drives the baseline, but in the attempt to drive the baseline, he steps out of bounds. Good attempt by Troy, though, to move it in like that. All right, so 32 will throw it in to number 3, Mac, for King Cove. King Cove looking very good in the second half. They're doing the things that we said that they needed to do. Mac finds number 32 on the right-hand side, takes a jump shot, does not go in, but 3 is there for the rebound for King Cove. 3 puts it in. And it did not go in, but 32 got the rebound on that one, and he fought for 2 more points, but Troy Bosley was able to make some great plays. But K.J. Wilson ran into a lot of defense by number 44, Hamilton, and as Hamilton was able to strip the ball away, K.J. got the ball back, and K.J. got called with a double dribble there, actually, as he was trying to get out. The defense for King Cove is making a difference right now. They are playing tight, tight man-to-man defense. So whatever the coach said to them really changed things around for them. They're putting in a lot more effort. Seemed like they weren't really as quick as they typically are in the first half. All right, 44 with the ball. He finds Mack on the outside, who takes a shot. Does not go in, but 44 is there for the rebound. It's like he's all over. It's like there's 3 of Hamilton on the court. All right, there was another shot put up, but Troy Bosley with another rejection. Troy is just taking great advantage of that wide arm reach that he's got. Alex Gilbert finds Joel Router underneath the basket, almost wide open, but with that hot pass that Alex made, there was a little too much heat on it, and Joel was not able to get his hands around it. All right, so we'll go out of bounds. Number 3, Mack has the ball for King Cove. They drive in to their own territory. He finds 44 on the right-hand side, who does a great pass, right past the defender. It's a wall pass to back to number 3, who drove for a jumper, but just moving a little too quickly, and he traveled. So that ball will be sand points. Alex Gilbert now gets the throw-in, and he's met by number 3, Mack, with lots and lots and lots of with defense. And Alex was trying to pass to Corey, but as Corey was moving across, Alex got the ball just behind him, and that ball goes out of bounds. Standpoint now with another turnover, and it will go to King Cove. Hamilton has the ball, and he walks it past half court. He finds number 55 on the left-hand side. He's not able to keep his hands on it. He was met by a bunch of defense. So the ball will go to Corey Cheek as Corey Cheek comes in. It's met by Hamilton. Hamilton gets his hands all over the ball as Corey tried to pass it on the inside. Beautiful spin move by 44 Hamilton. He takes an open jump, and that one goes in. Hamilton, number 44 for King Cove, definitely playing the best game that I've seen him play in the last 2 days here. Great, great basketball from him. All right, so Alex Gilbert with the ball on the right-hand side. He gets to Corey Cheek for a three-point shot. That one barely misses it, but K.J. Wilson with the rebound puts up a shot, doesn't make it in. Hamilton with the rebound. We've got just 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. The score is 39, King Cove 34, Sandpoint. This game is still close, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see what happens. Hamilton's got the ball. He's at the top of the key. He passes to number 55 on the left-hand side, who takes a shot. And 55 for King Cove. A little bit of traveling on that one as he lined up for a shot. Robbie Curtis will replace Corey Cheek on the standpoint side. So Robbie throws it into Alex Gilbert. Alex moves around. He is heavily defended by number 3. And as Alex tries to dribble with lots of speed around his defender, he just gets tripped up a little bit there, and the ball goes out of bounds. So King Cove with the ball. Turnovers were a major factor last night, and both teams are making a fair amount of turnovers, but neither of them are really turning them into points. So that was what really made it for King Cove last night. 4 takes a shot for King Cove. Does not go in. But number 32 got the rebound and got back to number 4. That one didn't go in either, and Sandpoint able to make the rebound that time. Alex Gilbert has the ball. We got just under 15 seconds to go in this game, or not in this game, sorry, in this third quarter. Alex Gilbert passed to Joel and Router. Joel and Router with a little bit of traveling as he went up for a shot. So we have 11 seconds here. King Cove will have one more chance to make some points here. 44 Hamilton from way downtown takes a big shot, goes off the back of the rim. Joel and Router will get the final shot of this quarter. Oh, and he's not able to get his hands around it, and it is not really much of a shot, but both teams playing a strong game in the third quarter here. We were talking about adjustments that King Cove was going to have to make coming into this second half, and it looks like they definitely have made some. They were not as fast in the first half as they are right now, and their defense is really bringing a lot of pressure to the Sandpoint Eagles. The final score in that third quarter is 39, King Cove 34, Sandpoint, and we're going to enter into the fourth quarter here in a few seconds, and we'll see what these teams can do. This is a close game, though. Sandpoint just needs to make a couple more baskets. They turned it over a few times, more than they should have. We'll see if they can't keep their hands on the ball a little bit more this time in the fourth quarter. Both teams playing great basketball. Very exciting game here. Looks like we're going to have a couple substitutions coming in for King Cove. 40 will come in. Looks like he'll be replacing number 3, Mac. Number 40, as we were talking about last night, played a huge game for King Cove. But has been mostly silent this last game, mostly sitting on the bench. And so we'll see what he brings to the table in this game. All right, so both teams break from their bench. And it's going to be Sandpoint's ball coming into the fourth quarter. KJ Wilson will throw the ball in. But number 10, Newman, is now coming in as well. And he's going to bring some tight defense. KJ finds Joel and Router, who drives it in for a layup. He had defenders all over him, but he's still able to make 2 points out of it. That makes the score now 36 for Sandpoint, 39 for King Cove as we enter into the final quarter of this tight basketball game. Robert Curtis throwing a lot of defense onto number 32. He gets the ball to number 40. He puts up a shot, does not go in, but number 21 has the ball. He gets to number 10. Number 10 can't keep his hands on it, though, as he's met by a lot of defenders. And he actually, as he tries to get the ball out with a pass, he travels, so the ball will go to Sandpoint. All right, KJ Wilson will throw it in to number 23. He's met by number 10, Newman, though, on this tight man-to-man defense. Alex Gilbert dribbles around to the left-hand side, and as he tries to pass, Troy Bosley, 40, was there with a wonderful steal by number 40. As we were talking about, he was a key factor last night, and he's bringing some of that heat that he brought last night again. Nearly dunking the ball as well, to be honest. That guy has got quite some jump on him. All right, so 40, that's 2 points more for Sandpoint right there as they took advantage of that breakaway. All right, so King Cove with the ball. 32 tries to drive it into the lane inside the paint, and Robert Curtis puts his hand in there, and it looks like he makes a foul there. So the score very tight here, 41, King Cove, 38, Sandpoint. 32 for King Cove will throw the ball underneath his own basket. He finds number 4, who gets it to number 21, at the top of the key, takes a shot, 4 for King Cove with the rebound, though, and he puts it up. That one will go in. Troy Bosley will throw it into Alex Gilbert. Alex Gilbert runs down the right-hand side. He finds KJ Wilson on the baseline. KJ kicks it back to Joel and Router, who finds Troy Bosley, who tries to go in and isn't quite able to make it in. KJ Wilson got the rebound on the missed shot, and behind his back, he puts the ball up for 2 points. I'm excited to see what happens with KJ Wilson in these upcoming years. He has quite improved over this last year. We've got 6 minutes and 23 seconds left to go in the game. The score is 43-40. Kinko puts up a shot. Is not able to make it. Troy Bosley there with the rebound. He finds Alex Gilbert, who's about to pass it. Oh, Alex Gilbert stuck, but he gets Troy Bosley open. Troy has the ball. He tries to pass it to Robbie Curtis, who is breaking just as he passes it, as he was passing it, and it goes off of Robbie's arm. But Alex is able to get the ball back. He runs over for a three-point shot, and as he was lining up for a shot, he traveled, so that shot will not count. All right, 32 for King Cove has the ball now. Lots of turnovers the second half from both sides, but Sandpoint with definitely more turnovers in this fourth quarter. They need to watch out for these kinds of things. All right, looks like we have a five-second violation on King Cove with that one. Good defense by Sandpoint. All right. Troy Bosley with the ball. He's looking for somebody to get open. He looks for Julian Router, but 32 is there to pick it off of his hands. He passes to 40, who loses the ball. We've got lots of players scrambling for it, but it ends up in the hands of number 32 for King Cove, who puts up a layup, and Troy Bosley bumps him as he goes for that layup, and that's going to draw a foul. So number 32, Mac, for King Cove, will have a chance here to turn it into 3 points. The score now should be 45-40 in favor of King Cove, with 5 minutes and 41 seconds left to go in this game. 32, Mac takes a shot. Does not make it. Troy Bosley with the rebound. Alex Gilbert has the ball. Alex moves up past half court. He's been checked by Newman the entire way. Alex tries to pass it to Troy Bosley underneath, and it goes off the hands of a defender, but Alex gets the ball back, and as he tries to scramble to get the ball out to somebody, he travels. Again, we were saying these turnovers on Sandpoint is definitely being a key factor here in where the direction this game is taking. So Mac has the ball, number 32 for King Cove. He drives it to the left-hand side, passes it backwards to Newman. Newman gets it back to number 32, who almost loses it. Tight defense being played by KJ. KJ was able to get the defender to drive down the lane. He was met by Robbie Curtis, who was moving all the way with him and definitely caused a little bit of blocking there. So the ball will be underneath the basket for King Cove. 40 will throw it in. We've got a substitution. Alex Gilbert coming out. Corey Cheek going in. Number 40 tries to tip it up, and he's not able to make it. And the ball goes in the hands of Robbie Curtis, who gets it to Corey Cheek, who drives down the line, puts a jump shot up, does not make it. But Troy Bosley soars over everyone for the rebound. He puts that ball in. Great rebound. Great points by Troy. Just what Sandpoint needed right there. We are under 5 minutes to go in the game. 3 points separating these two teams, 45-42. Number 32 for King Cove with the ball. He's met by Robbie Curtis at the half-court line, and Robbie tries to put his hand inside there and once again has a little bit of a blocking issue. Looks like we'll have a substitution, and Alex Gilbert will come in for Robbie Curtis as that probably is about his third or fourth foul. All right, Mac has the ball, number 40, on his own territory. He gets number 32, who's on the left-hand side of the three-point line. He finds Newman breaking up on the top of the key, brings it inside the paint. He finds 21 underneath the basket. He puts it up. It goes all the way around the rim. He's not able to make it in. Corey tried to get the ball to K.J. Wilson on a breakaway, and he's not able to keep his hands on it, and it goes out of bounds. So it'll be King Coast ball once again. Number 40 throws it in to number 32, and 32 walks it across the half-court line. We're looking at 2-3 zone defense here. They go for a layup on King Cove, and they're able to make it. Troy Bosley gets the ball back, and as he passes it to Corey Cheek, 32, I believe it was 32, is able to get that steal right away, and they do make those 2 points that time. So two more points for King Cove. The score is 47-42 with under 5 minutes to go in this game. Very close game, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see what happens here as the coach for Sandpoint calls that timeout, trying to kind of shake things up with his team. You know, he's telling him how close they are to winning this game, how it's still within their reach, and what they need to do to adjust. One of the big keys that's been in this game so far has been turnovers. We've said it time and again that there was lots of turnovers for both teams in the third quarter. Sandpoint, however, has definitely had much more turnovers, lots of traveling and missed passes, giving the ball back into the hands of King Cove, and that's making a big difference here. But Sandpoint is really bringing on the heat, so we'll see what they can do. It's like watching a different team today with Sandpoint. They're really back on their game. It's exciting to watch. All right, so both teams break off from their bench. The ball will be Sandpoint's. and Corey Cheek, but we've got tight, tight defense here. Corey finds KJ wide open on the outside. He was met by two defenders. He goes for the layup. Does not make it in, but Jalen Rauter gets his hand on and tries for the rebound. And he was able to, actually, it looked like he went off the hands of somebody from King Cove, so it's going to be Sandpoint's ball. You can see the excitement and the energy in Sandpoint as they know that this is a chance to turn this into 2 points. KJ throws it in. Troy Bosley gets his hand on. He drives down the baseline. As he drives in, he is nearly shoved down by number four for King Cove. So that'll be a throw-in for Sandpoint once again. The score is 47 King Cove, 42 Sandpoint with 4 minutes left to go in the game. KJ gets it into Troy Bosley once again, who is able to get the ball into the basket that time. Troy definitely a crucial player right when you need him to be. All right, so number three, Mack, is back in the game. He has the ball. He passes number 32 on the right-hand side. 32 looks for 21 on the top of the key. Who gets a beautiful pass into number four on the inside of the paint. Puts up a shot. Not able to make it in, but it goes off the rim and into the hands of 21. This time, he puts up a shot. Does not go in, and Troy Bosley is there for the rebound. He gets the ball to Alex Gilbert, who brings it up the middle. He's met by number three, Mack. Gilbert to the right-hand side. He finds Corey Cheek on the left-hand side. And a traveling call right there on Corey Cheek. All right, so these turnovers definitely killing the momentum that Sandpoint has, but it is 47-44. Sandpoint, even with these turnovers, is really doing a great job. All right, number 32 has the ball. He passes number 44 for King Cove on the inside. Puts up a shot. That does not go in. KJ Wilson with the ball. He doesn't have any defenders on him, and he finds Alex Gilbert on the left-hand side, but that one goes into the hands of King Cove defender, and now number 3, Mack, has the ball. He drives for a layup and turns that into a basket. Great drive by number 3, Mack, for King Cove. Alex Gilbert with the ball, playing great. Alex Gilbert really with some strong ball-handling skills. Excited to see how he comes along. 44, he gets it to KJ Wilson, who puts up a shot. He's not able to go in, but Troy Bosley with one of his classic rebounds and two-point shots. That is a great move by Troy. Really what the Sandpoint needed to score now. 49-46. Oh, this is so exciting. Just under 3 minutes to go in this game. Turnover. Sandpoint has the ball again. Alex Gilbert with a wide open layup, and he gets 2 points. This is the momentum that we were talking about that Sandpoint is able to generate. So let's see what happens. The score now is 1 point away with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the game. Mack has the ball, number 32. He breaks to the right-hand side. He gets a pick from 44, but isn't able to shake his defender. He throws up a layup, isn't able to get it in. Alex Gilbert with a rebound. He sees Corey Cheek coming up the left-hand side. He gets it to him. Corey Cheek with a shot. It is good! Sandpoint takes the lead. The score now 50-49 with 2 minutes left to go in this game. It does not get any closer than this. All right, Mack with the ball for number 3. He gets number 32 on the outside. He finds number 3 wide open for what is almost a 3-point shot. That one does not go in. Sandpoint got the rebound. KJ Wilson with the ball. He finds Alex Gilbert. Alex with the ball. He's looking for someone to set it up. He gets Corey Cheek on the top side. Corey Cheek takes another jump shot. That one does not go in. They're fighting for the rebound. And we have a whistle. I'm not exactly sure. Okay, the call is going to be against Sandpoint as they went for the rebound. Okay. So with 1 minute and 40 seconds left to go, the score is 50 Sandpoint, 49 King Cove. Oh, number 3, Mack, tried to pass it to 44 on the left-hand side, and it goes off the hands of 44. So this is going to be King Cove's ball, I believe. All right, so we have a timeout now called by Sandpoint. What an exciting game, ladies and gentlemen. It does not get closer than this. There is 1 point separating these two teams. Sandpoint has 50, and King Cove has 49. We are going into a timeout, and we'll see what happens. You can see some animation coming off of the King Cove bench. This is going to come down to the wire. Sandpoint really generating the momentum. They were generating lots of momentum throughout the second half, but then the turnovers would just break the momentum. But this last part of the second half, they were really able to keep the momentum going. They're able to turn into some baskets. Troy Bosley coming up huge with a couple great rebounds and baskets. I dare say that Troy really was the reason that this game is as close as it is by bringing it up close like that. All right, so we'll see what happens. It's actually going to be King Cove's ball. It must have gone off the hands of a defender when 3 passes to number 44. So 32 for King Cove will throw it in. We've got 1 minute 36 seconds left to go. The crowd's getting excited. They're chanting for Sandpoint. All right, Hamilton has the ball. He's met by KJ. KJ keeping his hands on him, though. He dishes out to number 3, who's wide open. Not quite a 3 points, but close to that. He shoots it, misses. Hamilton with the rebound. He turns into two baskets. King Cove takes the lead one more time. 51-50. We got tight defense coming up here. King Cove is not going to let this game slip away easily. Joel Router is wide open. He banks it off. Does not go in, but KJ Wilson gets the rebound. He does make it. The score now, 52-51 with 1 minute left to go in this game. Oh, both teams, you can see the excitement on the and the tension as they go for the ball. Hamilton has the ball on the left-hand side. He finds Mack wide open again. Mack does not take the shot. He gets it back to number 44. You can hear the crowd chanting. Everyone's excited. 52 seconds left to go. Number 32 drives in down the paint for the layup. He makes it. They're trading off the lead back and forth now. 53-52. Tight full-court defense coming in from the King Cove T-Jacks. Corey Sheik with the ball. He takes it down the right-hand side. Pulls up and stops. Tries to get to Alex Gilbert. High pass, but Alex keeps his hands on it. He takes a three-point shot, and it does not go in. Teams are fighting for the rebound. 32 got it. He finds number three open. Lots of defense coming back, though. Oh, and KJ trips and knocks down number three. Oh, 26 seconds left to go. Oh, very tight, and that's going to be a one-on-one opportunity for King Cove. All right. So Mac with the ball. You can cut the tension with a knife in this room. Mack takes his first shot, and it's good, giving them a two-point lead now, 54-52 with 26 seconds left to go. Mack lines up for a second shot. That will make this a three-point game, and it's good. Big free throw right there for King Cove. Troy Bosley has the ball. He passes it to Alex Gilbert. Alex in deep in his own territory, looking for a breakaway. He finds it down the right-hand side. He cuts in. He drives for the layup, goes up, and it's good. Bring it within 1 point of this game. 55. Alex Gilbert fouls. They've got to take it to the free throw line. It is that close. 15 seconds left to go. They fouled. Sadly, they had to foul the wrong person. Number 44, Hamilton, is at the line now. Hamilton has been crucial throughout this entire game for King Cove. We'll see if he can turn these free throws into some points. Oh, this is exciting. It does not get any closer. I think that was the final foul for Alex Gilbert. He is on the bench right now, and he is replaced by... Can't quite see who he is replaced by. All right. I only see four players on the court. I'm not sure if that was a personal foul that they decided to call on him, so now they're a short player. So the ball goes back into the hands of King Cove. Okay, there was a bit of confusion as they went for the rebound. The ball goes back into the hands of King Cove. There's only four players on the court right now for Sandpoint. I'm guessing that might have been called a personal foul, so they're going to have to go without a player. Or maybe they're just out of players, actually, is what it looks like. We've got two players on the bench who have fouled out. Close game here. We have less than 10 seconds to go. 55-54. King Cove is in the lead, and they are going to have the ball coming out of this timeout, so we'll see what can happen. It is anybody's game here still. One basket could turn the lead right over to Sandpoint again, so we'll see what happens here. All right, four players for Sandpoint come off the bench. We'll see what happens here. They're going to need a turnover right away. All right, number 32 throws in the ball. He finds 21. 21 plays keep away. And KJ Wilson is able to foul just in time with 5 seconds left to go. Number three, Mack, will go to the line. This is the final seconds of the game. We'll see what happens here. If he is able to turn these points around, it could spell the end of the game for Sandpoint, but we'll see what happens. Sandpoint is still within striking range here. Sandpoint playing great basketball. Oh, first shot goes in. It's now a 2-point game for King Cove. We'll see what happens. This next shot will make it a 3-point game. And he takes it, and it goes in. So they are going to need a 3-point shot coming in right now for Sandpoint. One more timeout called. Looks like the coach, Poach, is going to set up one more play, one last play here to see if they can't get one shot in that 3-point line. It does not get closer than this. Very exciting game, ladies and gentlemen. Both teams playing great basketball. King Cove taking a little bit of a push there at the very last minute, but Sandpoint really brought it back in the fourth quarter. So we'll see what happens here as they come into the final play, the last 6 seconds of this game. The coach for Sandpoint is putting together a play. You know, coach for King Cove is just telling them to not let anyone get open. So they've been playing tight, tight defense here. This has been the main deal breaker for King Cove, I believe, has been their defense. They really brought it on tight in the second half. It was like they came alive. We'll see what happens here. There is a lot of excitement in this arena here. KJ Wilson is going to throw in the ball. As we were talking about, there is tight defense here. He's looking for somebody to get open. He passes it all the way down, and he looks for Corey. Corey's not able to get the ball. We got 4 seconds left to go in this game. And he's not able to get a foul, and that's going to be the end of it, ladies and gentlemen. The score, 57-54. Close, close game. It does not get any closer than this one, guys. Disappointing. You can see that the players on the Sandpoint side are not happy about it, but they played their hearts out. It was such a great game, but King Cove coming out again one more time on top.
That was definitely a real good game. It's really nice to see two teams that are balanced so well together. You know, they're just on the same page, as it were. And it's they battle right to the end. It's just phenomenal, phenomenal.
It was a phenomenal game, Dave. And, it's hard to not walk away from this one just a little bit disappointed. You know, it was so close there, and at the end there was just a bit of confusion as people were trying, as the teams were trying to figure out how to close this one out. Sandpoint just played so hard, and to see it come so close, you know, you just, it was kind of heartbreaking to be quite honest, but it was such a great game. Both teams really played well. As I said before, Sandpoint was like a different team.
What's that old saying, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat?
It kind of feels that way, even though I'm not out there, you know, and it's just like, you just feel that agony. Great games, though. Number 44, Hamilton 4, King Cove, just played better basketball than I've seen. He was number 23 last night, and he just played the best basketball, I think, of the morning, bar none. So he played really well. We'll be excited to see what happens with him in the years to come. And then over on Sandpoint's side, I'm telling you, I said it before, Troy Bosley was really one of the deciding factors as to why it got so close. He had a couple crucial rebounds right when Sandpoint was building their momentum, turned them into two-point baskets. That really kept Sandpoint in the middle of it. Very great plays from Troy Bosley. He's always there right when you need him.
Yeah, that was well played, well played.
Absolutely. Well, so that's going to break it up for our action for today here at Sandpoint, and we already had the two games for the Lady Eagles and Lady Rookies over in King Cove, so no more basketball for this weekend. But I want to remind everyone that we will have more basketball next weekend. We will have Sandpoint and the Rookies, the Ladies Eagles, over here next weekend, weather permitting, of course. And then, of course, it will be the Sandpoint boys going over to King Cove to play them. That should be next weekend. That will be the final round before regionals, which everyone's excited about because both teams get to go to regionals this year. So we'll have more basketball action for you guys next weekend, weather permitting, and then the next weekend we'll have regionals action. So everyone's really excited about that.
Oh, that's going to be really fantastic. And thanks a lot for your excellent broadcasting. I mean, I was like right there watching the game. It was so exciting.
Oh, man, these games really announce themselves when they're this close, to be honest.
Oh, I can see that. I can see that.
All right, Big Wave Dave. Well, I'm going to send it back to the Motherland Studios here in Sandpoint. Thank you for doing your great job, and we'll have a good evening. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. And remember, stay tuned next weekend for more great basketball action here on KSDP.
And we at KSDP Radio, we file our community windows, our fish news, as well as our school basketball games on our website. So please visit us at apradio.org, and you can hear this game again, or you can hear the games that played last night. And right now, we're just going to start with our station ID and the weather community window, and just do our regular thing that we do at KSDP Radio. 8:30 a.m.
You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP and K201 DA, King Cove, Alaska.